So what should you be thinking about when you put on your tzitzis in the morning, or talis in the morning? Says Shulchan Aruch. Either one. So if you wear a talis, you're a talis. So says Shulchan Aruch. Yichavin ba'tzvaso, when you should put it, when you wrap it, you should have in mind, shetzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is atef bo, God commanded you to wrap yourself in it, k'dei shenizkar kol mitzvosam la'asosam, that in order that you'll remember all the mitzvahs, because the tzitzis represent all the mitzvahs, however, you know, the matches or the strings or whatever it is, and therefore when you have in mind, when you put on the tzitzis in the morning, the talis in the morning, you should have in mind that these tzitzis, you know, you'll remember to do, through these tzitzis, you'll remember to do all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Pretty odd statement by Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah notes, this is in addition to the regular kavana that you're doing a mitzvah. Every mitzvah you should have kavana, I'm doing a mitzvah when I do it. So this is a double kavana. I'm having in mind that I'm doing the mitzvah tzitzis, and also that these tzitzis represent or will remind me to perform all the mitzvahs. So you have this double kavana. Now what's the source of this double kavana? Beis Yosef says, Zeh Pashut. It's obvious. You know what the obvious source is? That's what the Beis Yosef says. The Bach says it's actually, if you look at the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, three times he writes, the Torah writes this language of having a special kavana by tzitzis, by tefillin, and by sukkis. Why? Because by all those three, says the Bach, it says laman. The Torah says you should do this mitzvah in order. So it says by laman tizkuru, we say by tzitzis. By tefillin we write laman tia Torah Hashem beficha, and by sukkis we say laman yedu doroseichem. In other words, they all have a reason behind it, and therefore you should, it tells you that these extra three mitzvahs require this extra type of kavana. Fine. Now, is this kavana ma'akev? If you don't have this kavana, you never heard of this concept, and you've been putting on talis for 20 years, 30 years, now do you have to, or you yotze ever the mitzvah of tzitzis? So the Bach, it sounds like that you're actually not yotze. It sounds like this is an integral part of the mitzvah. If you don't have this in mind, you're not yotze at all. And the Bikurei Yaakov, Rav Erlanger, seems to pass in that way as well. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees, and based on the Vilna Gaon, says, no, b'dieved you're yotze if you don't have this special kavana, but you know, he says, Mikol Malkum, he says, this is the optimal way to fulfill the mitzvah. If you just have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah asay of tzitzis, yotze, you're yotze. Fine. Now, the Be'alacha has a tremendous chiddush later on in Ilchas Kriyashma that says that if you run up to put on a talis, you know, like here tonight, started mincha 2 minutes late. So if you run up to go quickly put on a talus, and you grab the talus, you just put on the talus over your head, and just daven, but you don't think anything when you put on the talus. He says, it's as if you're wearing a four-cornered beged without tzitzis. Because according to this Bach, if you don't have proper kavana when you put on that tzitzis, so you're wearing a four-cornered beged without tzitzis. This is a tremendous chiddush of the mitzvah. So yeah, but this special mitzvah does, he says. That's the chiddush of the Bach, three mitzvahs it does. And if you don't have this special kavana, not only is it you're not yotze the mitzvah, but according to this Bach, he's saying you're violent because you're technically wearing same thing would be. No, that's a separate question. Do you make a bracha if it's yours or not yours? But you have the same question by sukkis. If you would eat in the sukkah and you don't have this kavana, according to the Bach, it's as if you're eating outside the sukkah, which is a wild kiddush. Now, the Halacha Shlomo says there's a huge ramification of this also. If let's say you sleep in your tzitzis, you're very frum. So the first second when you wake up, if you don't have the proper kavana, that like, you know, you don't immediately have the kavana of, I'm wearing tzitzis now in order to, you know, to remember all the mitzvahs, then you're technically wearing a four-cornered beged that morning without tzitzis, which is, again, a pretty bizarre chumrah based on this Bach. Fine. Next point, though, is I think our sitters are missing something. Says the Truth on August, okay, so if you look at all the mitzvahs, you know, before you do the mitzvahs, that's like the Sulo Hareini Muchan, or Hareini Mechavin, Hareini Muchan. So if you look at Tefillin, which is one of our three mitzvahs, it makes sense. It says, Hareini Mechavin, I have in mind, by Nachas Tefillin, Lekayim mitzvahs Boro, Shetzivanu Aniach Tefillin, God told us to put on Tefillin, it gives us the whole reason, like it says in the Torah, etc., etc. But when it comes to tzitzis, it doesn't say anything about this special kavana about that the tzitzis will help you remember all the mitzvahs. And it should, according to the Bach. It just says, Harini misatev gufe betzitzis. I'm wrapping myself in tzitzis, and it says, k'shem sheni mischase betalus bom haze, kin izke v'chalukah d'rabbanu v'talus no'om haba. This talus should be equivalent to the talus I'm going to wear no'om haba. It's beautiful tefillah, but it doesn't say anything about the one halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to say. So B'tshuvas Hanagas tries to say, well, if you look at the three of them, sukkah, tefillin, and talus, tzitzis, one of them doesn't really belong. By tefillin and by sukkah, it's giving the reason why you do the mitzvah. But the preceding pasuk by tzitzis is a re'isem also, simply looking at it. So therefore he wants to say, simply by looking at the mitzvahs of tzitzis will trigger your remembering about all these mitzvos, and therefore you don't have to actually have this kavana perhaps when you're making the bracha, and therefore that's why our Arin Nimuchan doesn't say this. Then the Tshuva Sanaga says that's ridiculous. It's one of the three mitzvos. It should say in the Arin Nimuchan. So he says, Vershamti b'sidr shali, I wrote into my sitter, b'fnei ha-bracha, dvarim elu, these words. I have in mind to fulfill the mitzvahs tzitzis, or osam, and to look at them. So I'll remember to do all the mitzvahs. Basically, he says, I added in this language, and that's what I wrote in my siddur. The Bar Moshe as well says you should add in this language. Masefer Hagei Shashuos by some young Talmud Chacham in Lakewood, he wants to give another suggestion. He said, why by tzitzis you don't say this? He says, because by tzitzis, anyway there's a mitzvah, you have to look at the tzitzis when you put them on. We'll get to this in a few weeks maybe. There's a special halacha later on. It says when you put on the tzitzis, you're supposed to look at them. So if anyway you're looking at them, or Isa Moson, you're looking at them, so then there's no special need of Hareini Mechavin, because by looking at them, you'll fundamentally remember this concept. So therefore, they didn't institute this language of Hareini Muchan and Mechavin, and therefore that explains why. But to be honest, Tshuvas Hanagas says, we're missing it. We're missing it from our Siddur. Final point is, I saw him say for Ala Parsha by Aaron Kaufman, so also Talmud Chacham Lakewood, he writes that you can use this Bach, this is important Kavana for Tzitzis, to explain a very weird Rambam. The Rambam writes that Tzemer Pishtim needs tzitzis, Avotala Shoshar Minim, Big Day Meshi, Big Day Tzemer Geffen, Big Day Tzemer Gamalim, all these different types of things, Uchiyotziben, Ein Chayovim B'mitzis Tzitzis, Midoraisa, there's no mitzvahs of tzitzis on them, Ela Midivrei Chachamim, Divrei Midorabanan, and then Rambam adds in three, four words, Kedei Lahazir B'mitzis Tzitzis. These things need tzitzis, these other begadim, so you'll be careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis. What do you mean be careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis? You should say, you know why those need tzitzis? So you don't come to confuse woolen linen beged with like a meshi beged. What does it mean? Like there's a special drabbanon that every beged, no matter what it's made of, four corners, needs tzitzis. K'dei wahazir b'mitzvah tzitzis. So that is from Kaufman, based on Rav Moshe, that this tells you that there's something fundamental, the Rambam holds, there's something fundamental about wearing tzitzis, that by looking at these tzitzis, even if it's not actually chayiv midaraisa, you'll remember all the other mitzvahs, and therefore no matter what the beged is, it should always have tzitzis. So you see this halacha, which is glossed over, it's not really a very glitzy halacha in Shulchan Aruch, has a tremendous ramification. We should be zocha, at least when we put on tzitzis, we should try to think that not only that I'm having kavana to do a mitzvah, but also I'm having a kavana that I will remember all the other mitzvahs through tzitzis. Shkoyach.